Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it may be, wherever you are in this world. This is Kim Mazel, and you're listening to my podcast, Young Hearts Run Free. And we're in series two, talking about changes. Episode five, this will be part one. So, okay, it's been a lot going on, been moving so much. I gotta catch you up on some things. I'm going to go back to front and back again, but we're just going to keep talking, keep inspiring, keep life going on, keep life moving. So, I've traveled back and forth during the lockdown, break, quarantine, COVID. Only once I was in England for six months or so before I was allowed to travel back to the States, which I may have spoken about. So I was able to do that. Don't want to rush what went on, but some amazing things happened while I was stateside. I'll do a special edition and a special series, a few episodes about that trip. But I'm just going to catch you up to speed to where we are today. Today I'm in the UK, back in the UK. I've been back for a couple of days and I've just come back to a lockdown, which I was quarantining anyway for 14 days. Well, they said seven, but I was going to do double. But however, it seems like we're on lockdown for another month. From midnight tonight, November 5th, we go on a 1 month lockdown, the entire country. And it is mandatory and it will be policed and it is against the law to go against it. So there will be charges and things like that if you break the law. So that's where we are from midnight tonight. So I ran out to do a few things, like I went to post a gift to someone and I didn't have all the information correct. But they're going to be open tomorrow. So I said, okay. So they're essential. All right. And then I ran to my optometrist because one of the little screws fell out of a pair of day shades because I have problems with glaring from all types of light, sunlight, night light, light bulbs, fluorescent. So sometimes I have to wear like a lighter shade indoors. So one of the little things broke. So I ran there like to catch them before 5 o'clock. I got there about four and they were like, oh, you ran here for that? Well, we're essential. We'll be open. So that's the second thing that I found out that's essential. That'll be open that I ran to that I didn't have to. So there are a few things that will be essentially open. The other thing is you'll be able to do your walk for fresh air, but getting together to see people, which seems to help a lot of our mental health, is has been cut off. I'm alone and I suffer badly from the isolation and a lot of that. So I've got a lot of issues with that, but I'm going to do the best I can and try to call friends. However, quite a few friends have moved back to the States permanently to to avoid, I don't know what they're trying to avoid, but it's everywhere in the world. So we got to help each other and just be kind. So meanwhile, while that's happening here in the UK, in the US, where I've just left, is the election. And that seems to be, wow. Oh my gosh, I just heard that the Supreme Court is going to be called and all of these things about votes and yada, yada, yada. It's don't be a sore loser. If it was on the shoe and the foot was on the other one, we'd have to do the same and not be sore losers. But we'll see what happened. But on the bright side and on the upside, what my podcast, not podcast, television show will start airing November the 7th. On Sky TV 192, and the show is At Home with Kim Mazel, Feel Good Factor TV. So I'm going to talk a little bit more about that. So stay tuned for part two with Young Hearts. Hi, this is Kim Mazzell, and we're on Young Hearts Run Free. We're back at part two of episode five. So I was just about to talk to you about my new TV show, At Home with Kim Mazzell. Super excited about that. I'm working with a production television company called Feel Good Factor, and it's all about feeling good. There's quite a lot of different shows on this platform. We've got shows about meditation. We've got girls talk. We've got men's talk. Another one of my fellow entertainment colleagues, Heather Small, is heading up girls talk. And another gentleman that I've just interviewed with, Safi's on men's talk. And we're just talking about different elements of things to keep you mentally healthy, mentally sound, wellness, exercise, fresh air, different topics that people have been wrestling with in their lives, or whatever it is that you need to keep you sane in these days and times, because it's a mad thing I want, you know? So, you know, since Boris has announced that we are going to be on lockdown, I'm glad my program is starting. So you guys will be able to tune in from November the 7th, which is this Saturday. My show airs at 9:30 a.m. and repeats on Sunday. So Saturdays and Sundays, 13 episodes, 13 weeks. And I don't know if you guys know this about me. Well, of course you don't know this about me, but I've been one of those people that have always been quite healthy, a little naughty, a little healthy, you know, a little bit rock and roll, a little bit this and that. But I do juicing and smoothies and all these different amazing salads. So my family tell me, oh, Kim, she makes the best salads, blah, blah, blah. So on this program, I'm sharing some of my recipes that I've sort of cultivated and came up with, I guess, over the past, I ain't gonna say how many years, but at least 30, 40 years, you know, I've been kind of like, you know, into like health and you know, healthy foods, and especially being an artist, when you're performing and you're on the road before we were in this COVID thing and it locked our entire industry down. But back on a high note, Kim, back on a high note. Even my high note's rusty. Oh gosh. So anyway, you know, I've always been conscious, because with the traveling, you had to be healthy, because you know, you're always traveling every weekend, during the week, days, to trains, boats, planes, various people collecting you from airports. So you had to always keep your immune system very high. Plus, you know, also when you got to the venues, you would have to have dinner with the promoters and blah, blah, blah. And then the show, then, you know, run back to your room to get some rest and catch the flights in the morning. So I always had a regimen of healthy juices and things that I could do quickly. So I'm sharing some of those formulas in this program. And I'm going to be talking to you guys on my podcast about it a bit more. So I'll be showing you how to do some juicing and some recipes that you may have not heard of, or combinations you may think is strange, but it really works. So I'm really excited for that. And the location is absolutely fabulous. My kitchen is absolutely fabulous. And we were trying to go to some of the markets, the outdoor markets, but we filmed it like a while ago. Well, not that long ago, just like August and September. And some of the markets had to close down due to COVID and all this different thing. So we had to show you different alternatives, you know, how you could get fresh produce and things like that. But it's big up to England countryside, big up to Kim Mazzell, just, you know, knowing how to take care of herself and wanting to share with you guys. And while, you know, we're at home these next couple of weeks, it may be something that will inspire you and you know, help you. Perhaps if I get another series, I'll be able to show you some of the exercises that I do at home to keep me healthy and breathing good, because I have asthma. I've had it since I was a child, actually. It managed itself, and then it, with age, it started to come back. But we're going to talk about healthy juicing and more things with Kim Mazzell. Love you.